Let's look at Exodus chapter 20. Let me just read to you the law that God gave Moses to give to the people. We call it the Ten Commandments. Look how many of you got the second book in the Bible? Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. I know it's all by God. I used Moses to write it, called the Pentateuch. And Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God, how many got Exodus chapter 20, verse 1? And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Boy, you know what? I'm glad he brought us out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world. Jack, I'm glad God saved me. I was talking to Brother Mark on the phone today, and I was saying, you know what? I know there is a heaven. I know the Lord's real. But Ruthie, even if the Lord wasn't, he is real, and even though heaven wasn't real, I'm glad I lived the life that I have. Because I'm going to tell you right now, people, we look back on some of our families and others that have lived a worldly life, and their lives are troubled and chaos. And, you know, we were meeting the kids, talking about, man, look at all the what they live in. And God's brought us out of stuff. You can't, there's benefits for serving God. And I was talking to Mark on the phone today. I said, Mark, there's, and we both agreed, you know, he's a preacher too. I was amen in him. Then he was amen in me. We had like a little amen thing going on over the phone here today. But you can't outdo God. You can't outgive God. You can't outbless God. And I'm glad the Lord took me off the bottle. Of course, I never was on drugs, but I never got, a lot of my buddies had gotten drugs and alcohol. They're gone. I'm glad I went to church instead of ran around in the honky tonks and other things. I'm glad I got out of that stuff. And amen, Betty. I'm just glad that Emma. I'm glad that I have no regrets. D, I've got no regrets being with the Lord. Amen. And I know there is a heaven, and I know there is a hell, and I know the Lord's real. But if I got to the end of my life and found I had a better life serving than living in the world. But we know what's great is we know it is true, and we're going to step out in eternity. You know? And so, okay. Verse 2, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and we were in bondage. How many could say amen to that? We were in bondage. Then, of course, he's talking about the literal Egypt there, the Jewish people in bondage in Egypt. Here's your commandments that God gave us. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down. That's why you ought not have statues. Don't get mad at me. Yep. God said, "Don't. Those statues can't hear you. They can't see you. And they can't help you." That's amazing when you study the book of Isaiah. How the heathen would try to protect defend their gods. The statues and, you know, if your God's real, he ought to be protecting you. Amen? I love like Elijah on Mount Carmel. What's the matter? Is your God sleeping, or is he taking a nap, or is he taking a walk? You know, you know. I love how he just dug into him. Amen. Elijah, my type of guy. You know. But anyways, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, and that includes Mary, the mother of Jesus. She wouldn't want you to. She wants you to. She even called Jesus Lord. And visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold them guiltless that take his name in vain. You know, people always use God's name in vain. You know, do this and Jesus this, and they always, you know, GD, you know how many of them I'm saying. Why don't they ever say Muhammad D? Why don't they say Buddha D? Do you ever notice that? You never heard said, "Oh, Buddha D." Never hear no one do that. Because he's not God. Said, take the name of the Lord God. They knew who the Bible, every person is going to bow their knee and confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. I tell you how you stop them saying it. They used to say that around me a lot when I worked at the Allied Chemical years ago. You say, GD, GD. And I said, okay, bow your head. They said, what? And I said, just bow your head. And I said, God, this man wants you to damn him. He keeps calling you to damn him. So, Lord, I'm asking you to burn, to make him die. Boy, they stop, stop. I said, I'm just doing what you said. They never said that again in front of me. It's amazing how people's attitude change when you give them an attitude change. Amen? We're just too silent. What verse am I on? You know what? We got to get to the law. Anyways, you read through this whole thing, verse, all the way to verse 20. I wasn't planning on preaching on this thing. I was just going to read it through. Verse 7, this is all good stuff, though, isn't it? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Sabbath is Saturday. We meet on Sunday, because Sunday is the first day of the week. And Sunday, the first day of the week, is when Jesus arose. I'll say more about the Sabbath later. Never mind. I'll tell you later. I got to get going. I got to read this so I can start the Bible study. 6 days thou shalt honor the sixth. But we don't keep the Sabbath. If I don't get back to it, we don't keep the Sabbath. This is my trouble when I get in the book of Romans, man. I just, Mert knows, it takes me an hour to go through one verse. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and in it thou shalt not do any work. Thou shalt not, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor cattle, nor stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that's therein, and rested the seventh day, wherein the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. By the way, he's the Lord. Jesus was the Lord of Sabbaths. He made it. He created it. Amen? Don't honor a day. Honor the one that made the day. He created it. That 12, verse 12. Honor thy father. You young people, there's in this. Honor thy father and mother. By the way, that even goes for you older ones that still got your mom and dad. You got to honor. Dee Cottrell, I'll pick on her. There's mom and dad. There's Dean. She does, by the way. She does honor her mom and dad. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon that which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You want to live a long time? Obey your mom and dad and honor your mom and dad, and God will extend your life. There's something that we're, there you go, Billy. Teach, encourage your kids. Hey, you kids want to live a long time? I was glad to see your boy at school. That's exciting having your boy in school. And notice in verse 13, thou shalt not kill. That means abortion too, because that's murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. I'm trying to finish, get to verse 20. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, or his ox, or his ass, or anything that's in that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and lightnings. Boy, that's what America needs to see. They need some of God's lightnings, and they're going to start seeing it. I believe that. And all the people saw the thunder and lightnings of, and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. By the way, look for some major earthquakes in the next week over in California. Look for some major earthquakes in California. Just remember I told you that. Look for some, it's not in the Bible, but when the moon is closest to the earth, I listen for stuff like this. The man that's never hardly ever missed at all. I heard him on the radio the other day. He said, I think it's between the 10th and the 14th. I could be wrong. It's about the middle of this month. The earthquake activity should be high. And so they're looking for some major earthquakes in California in the next coming week. And all the people saw the noise. And then verse 19, and they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us lest we die. Boy, if we could get old-fashioned fear of God again. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, that his fear may be with you before your faces, that you sin not. When people fear God, they sin less. That's the truth. Let me give you an example. The Bible always teaches our parents are like a figure of our father. Like my father was a figure of the Heavenly Father. In other words, in Hebrews it talked about how I'm scourged and said, did you not obey your father, your earthly parent? Then how much, you know. And so my mom used to say, wait till your dad gets home. How many of you have ever heard that when you were young? Wait till your dad gets home. Woo! You know what that did? That put a fear in my heart. Because my dad knew how to whoop. Billy, my dad believed in dancing. He did. He'd grab my hand and grab that switch and we'd promenade all the way around that building, man. Do-si-do. He would be, man, he could put a licking on a person, man. And boy, his belt hurt. Man, they put marks. I'd have marks on my, you know what, for 3 or 4 days, buddy. How many know what I'm talking about? You know, we were talking at the table today. I hope I get to this thing I plan to teach you. It's a sad thing. Even in our fundamental, like our school, we cannot spank any kids. We will not spank them either because I don't want to go to jail. And I don't want to get a lawsuit against our church. But it's sad. There are kids that come to our school, and there are kids all over America that's never been spanked. And you wonder why they don't obey. This timeout bit, I was the guy yelling timeout when I was a kid. Dad, timeout! I'll timeout. There wasn't no timeout. Timeout was when my dad said, okay, I've spanked you enough. Yeah, it was. Is that old time away? Well, my dad had knock you out. He didn't have time out, he had knock you out. But what's sad is kids are not punished anymore. The Bible teaches in Proverbs how we're to reprove kids even from their young childhood. Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, I do all I can when I'm in the store, when I see kids acting up, and that poor mom, I just want to go and say, kid, you better listen to your mom, I'm going to crush you. But I don't. But sometimes I'll look and I'll say, Rosie said, don't do it, don't do it. I was thinking the other day. I was talking about how those kids were, I was talking about how they had the wrecked overhauls, you know, and remember how we used to wear those overhauls for like 3 or 4 years and they'd get faded. They even buy the faded ones. I mean, like the ones that are all worn out. They buy them brand new, worn out. It's amazing, isn't it? But I remember about Rose and Tammy will not take me to the mall with them. One time I tried to run with the girls, all these stores with them. I must have been Christmas time. And all that crazy music. I couldn't take the music. And this is about 10 years ago, I think. And I was in Little Deb's store. Not the kind you eat. It was a clothing store. If it would have been a Little Debbie, I'd have liked it. The cookies and everything. But one cookies, Bob, it was clothes. I think it was Deb. Is there a Deb? Or somebody, I don't know what her name was, but it was a woman's clothing store. And man, that music was just going crazy. And I had taken it all day. I was thinking about this when I took it the whole day. Man, I was going, finally I just said, no! I just screamed out. And there was another guy in there, Jack, like, and I just pointed my finger and I said, I'm kicking the devil out of here right now! And that guy, he thought, I'm amazed he didn't call the police. I said, shut that devil music. I said, no. I said, shut that devil music. I'm kicking the devil out of here right now. And that boy, everybody in that whole store. I mean, I was literally yelling. I lost it. Of course, Tam and Rosie were done shopping that day after that. Poor Tammy and, you know. And they never took me again. I don't know why they don't want me to go with them. But I'll never forget that guy. He looked, he went, oh, because he just happened to, because I said, I'm kicking the devil out of here. And I pointed, he was standing right where my finger pointed. And that guy said, oh my, this guy's going to kill me. I have a hard time going to those malls. How many have a hard time going to them malls? You know, they are for me. Okay, how many want to study the law tonight? If I ever get going here, we'll be all right. We read the first 20 verses there, and the law that God gave Moses and the people, and they're referred to as what we call the Ten Commandments. And tonight I want to look at some truths about the law. I won't catch them all, but I want to give you a few thoughts, and I might have taught some of this to you. It's never wrong to hear something again. Repetition is the greatest teacher. Those that teach know what I'm... Repetition is a great... I just said that two statements for a purpose. You say, boy, he's repeating himself. Yeah, I know, because this is... Repetition is the greatest teacher. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the next little bit of time I have left here, Father, I really believe this is what you want me to teach, and I pray that we could be a blessing to the people tonight. Help us to learn and understand your Bible. Help us to grow in grace. Help us to know you well, and help us to do well for you. Bless all our classes. Again, I pray for my daughter that everything will go well tomorrow. Please. I know she's having to go through a lot of stuff right now, taking all that stuff they're putting inside her. And I know she's not having an easy night tonight. So just help her and David. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. I'm going to give you some seven truths, if you want to write that on your paper. Seven truths. Most of them are on, not all of them, but most of them are on your paper there. I don't have them in order here for you, but let me give you seven truths about the law. Number one, everyone, you can flip your paper and write these on the back if you want, or you can put them somewhere on that paper, or you can just use your bulletin from Sunday. There's notes you can take on your bulletin, but this paper you could write on the full back and you have everything on it with it. But number one, everyone is guilty of the law. Everyone, number one, I'm going to give you seven truths about the law. I'm going to have to really put it in gear. Everyone is guilty of the law because everyone has sinned. Everyone's guilty of the law because everyone has sinned. Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. James chapter 2, verse 10 says, if you offend in one, you offend in all. Let me read that to you. James chapter 2 and verse 10. Let's see, James, right after Hebrews. James chapter 2, verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Well, I didn't. Someone might say to you, well, I'm keeping the law. I'm going to have. Really? Well, I've never stole, but if you did you ever covet something? Well, how many have ever seen dominoes and you push one domino? Boop, 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 boop. How many have ever done that? And even, I think they on New Year's, they built like about 50 million. They got like bridges, and all of a sudden how many have ever seen that? Well, that's what the Bible's really teaching us. If you've actually offended in one, guess what? You tripped them all. You're guilty of all. And we're guilty because every one of us have sinned. Every one of us have come short of the glory of God. And so Jesus is the only person that ever walked this earth that did not break the law. Jesus was the only one who kept the whole law because Jesus never sinned. Isn't that great? Jesus kept the law, but he's the only one who ever did. All the rest of us, we fell short. So number one, everyone is guilty of the law. No matter what they tell you, they're guilty. I'm keeping the law. I'm going to go to heaven by keeping the law. They ain't going to make it. If you know someone's hoping to get to heaven by keeping the law, you can just tell them right now, you ain't going to make it. The Bible says you are not going to make it. How old are you? After you're born, you already flipped one of the dominoes. Hello? The Bible says, wherefore is by one man sin in the world and death by sin, so death passed on all men for all sin, Romans 5:12. Number two, the law, and if you can stay with me, try to stay with me. If not, write these things down. The law was never given to the Gentiles. Look at Romans chapter 2, verse 14. Romans chapter 2 and verse 14. The law was never given to the Gentiles. Romans 2:14 says, for when the Gentiles, which have not the law. Let me see that. God never gave us hillbillies the law. Hey, y'all, he never gave it to us. Never gave us not one. Kentucky, West Virginia, Alabama, nobody. As good as we are, he didn't give it to us. Look what it says. For when the Gentiles, read it with me, verse 14. For when the Gentiles, which what? Have not the law. See, when you're teaching someone, you're going to find someone says they're trying to get to heaven by keeping the law. You need to have these Bible verses in your heart. Say, well, let me show you James. Now, let me show you Romans 2. Unless they're a Gentile, then I'll show you a Jew. But if they're not Jew, they're Gentile. So most people fall under. There's only 6 million Jews in the world. So there ain't a whole lot of people that aren't Gentiles. Hello? How many are with me yet? Number two, the law was never given to the Gentiles. First, I thought about the Seventh-day Adventists. What a false religion. Because they're keeping the law. And they're trying, and they meet on the Sabbath. Guess what? God didn't give the Gentiles the Sabbath. Hello? When all these Gentiles, anyone that's not a Jew, I don't know. David doesn't come here no more. David Siegel doesn't come here no more. So we only had one Jew. So the rest of you are Gentiles. I know we got different internationals here, but we're all Gentiles. If you're not Jew, you're a Gentile. How many are still with me? So every one of us here, we ain't got the law. We ain't never got the law. We never had the law. The law wasn't given to the Gentiles. So all those people meet on Saturday down on Main Street, Route 59, Seventh-day Adventists, they think they're worshiping God. Hello. They're keeping something that God never gave them. See, you got to have truth to set people free. They can't keep it. By the way, God never gave it to them, but all that, they can't keep it anyways. They can't keep it, and it was never given to the Gentiles. It was not given to them. Number three, are you still in Romans? Stay in Romans for a minute. The law was only given to the Jews. Look at Romans 9:4. Look at Romans 9:4, number three. Who are Israelites? How many see Romans 9:4? He asks a question. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the... Boy, these Jewish people, they're called Israelites. God gave them something. Look what God's given them. Pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the... What is the word? The law. God gave them the law. Through Moses. How many see that? The only people that got the law were the Jewish people, not the Gentiles. So they were the only ones that were to keep it. And they couldn't keep it because they weren't perfect. How many are still with me? I told you, number one, everyone is guilty of the law. I told you, number two, the law was never given to the Gentiles. I told you, number three, that the law was only given to the Jews. Number four, the law was only given until Jesus was born. Look at Galatians. Turn to Galatians. I got three couple of scriptures there I want to show you. Look at Galatians chapter 3. Now the Jews don't even have it. Woo! Now Jew and Gentile are both blown out of the boat, Billy. Look over here. Look over here. We're trying. Look up here. Everyone look up here. We're crossing over, Billy. We're all, first we got the Jew and the Gentile on the boat. We just found out that the law was not only given to the, not given to the Gentile. So we threw the Gentile out of the boat. Now you just got the Jew in the boat. Okay, with the law. Are you with me? Look at Galatians 3:19. How many have got Galatians 3:19? Wherefore, serveth the law. It was added because of transgression, sins. Just until the seed, circle that word seed, till the seed should come, to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by our angels in the hand of a mediator, to whom till this, the law was only given to the seed. Now, are you still in Galatians? You want to know what that seed is? Look at verse 16 of Galatians 3. This King James Bible will give you the answers if you just read enough of it. Now unto Abraham and his seed. How many got Galatians 3:16? We just talked about that seed. The law was only given till the seed was born. And verse 19, verse 16, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ. Verse 16. See, the law was only given, Stella, to the Jews, and it was only given till Jesus came. Wow. Woo! Look at Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, that's Mary, made under the law. How many see that? See, when Jesus came, the law kind of went, that's all, folks. That was the end. The law was only given to the Jews, and then it was only given until Jesus was born. Boy, people have got this thing really messed up, don't they? Can you imagine blowing people telling you, I'm keeping, well, man, it's something. You're from West Virginia. And that means you're a Gentile. So then it was only given until Jesus came. Whew. Man, you're really messed up. Hello? How many are still with me? I'm trying to give you truth. People go through the world believing lies. There are people thinking they're going to go to heaven because they're trying to keep the Ten Commandments. I've been out there. You ask them, how you well, I'm trying to live the Ten Commandments. I'm hoping to make it. We ought to know enough Bible to say, you know, God loves you, and he gave those Ten Commandments, but he gave it for a reason. I'm going to show you the reason. Now, you still got Galatians chapter 3 with you? Number 4, the law was only given until the seed Jesus came. And then number 5, the law could not save anyone. I'll come back to number 5. Look at number 6. The law was a teacher, a schoolmaster. It taught us we were sinners and God was holy and that we needed a Savior. Look at Galatians 3:24. Look at Galatians 3:24. Wherefore, the law was our what? Schoolmaster. Chrissy is a schoolmaster. She's a teacher, an educator. Judy's she teaches Jack. She's a schoolmaster. Wherefore, the law was our, what was it? Tell me the word. Schoolmaster. To bring us unto Christ. That we might be justified by faith. What? Look up here. You got to get this. People don't get this. What the Ten Commandments showed was this. It showed that God was holy and that we were sinners. Because nobody could keep the Ten Commandments. Nobody could keep the Ten Commandments other than Jesus. Because he was the Holy One of God. He was God in the flesh. He was the God-man. He was Emmanuel. God came down to us. Are you with us? So the law was given for a purpose, to show man that they were sinners and that they needed a Savior and that God was holy. That's what the law showed that we had transgressions. See, if you didn't have no law, you got no transgression. But when you got a rule, got a law, Judy says no talking. And if they talk, they broke the law in the schoolroom. Well, if there's no rule, you can't talk, or there's no rule, you can't pinch that little kid's arm, then it's not no transgression. See, the law showed forth transgressions. And the law showed us that we were sinners in need of a holy God. How many understand what I'm saying to you? Now, number five, I gave you six. The law was a... you can call this number six and call the other one. Number five was... are you still number five? Make number six number five. The law was a teacher, a schoolmaster. Don't leave Galatians, because I'm coming back to Galatians. But look at Romans 3:20. But keep Galatians, because I'm coming right back to it. Look at Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in the sight, for by the law is the knowledge of what? Yeah. The law gives you the knowledge of sin. Man, I just stole this guy's property. Man, I'm a sinner. I just bared false witness. I'm here with me. See, it says by the law is the knowledge of sin. So the Ten Commandments, the law, Brother Coolidge, it taught us, it gave us a knowledge of sin, that we were sinners. All right? Now, then go back to Galatians. I'm really trying. I'll make it. The law could not save anyone. Go back to Galatians 3:21. 3:21. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteous should have been by the law. If the law could save, what it's saying is this, Emma, if the law could save us, what would be the need for Jesus? See, the law couldn't save us. The law showed us we needed to be saved. The law shows that we were guilty. The law shows that we were sinners. The law shows that we were condemned. See, the law couldn't save us at all. Never, the law never saved anybody. Never will. And that's why Jesus came. Amen? Look at Galatians 2:16. I hope somebody gets something from this. Because some of us are going to meet some people holding on to the law. You'll be able to show them at work. Hey, you're holding on to the law? Look at Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man's not justified by the works of the law. Well, I'm working my way there. No, you're not working. I'm holding out to the... I'm doing the Ten Commandments. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going. Knowing that a man's not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith... Uh-oh. Here it is. Not the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. God says, let me give you a quick example. Cain and Abel. Cain tried to offer up the works of his hands. Remember, he brought that great crop and tried to offer the works of his hands. Did God accept Cain's offering? No. For by the works of the law, I don't care what you try to. I don't care what you try to present to me. No, I presented to you a Savior. And that's what when Abel offered up that lamb. That was a type of Christ, the Lamb to come. And that's why Christ. That's why God accepted Abel's offering, because it was an offering of a blood atonement, which typified the Lamb of God, which would come 4,000 years later, called Jesus. How many are still with me? And that's why it says in Hebrews 9, 12, and 13 that the shedding of blood of bulls and goats couldn't take away the sins of the world. The shedding of blood and goats didn't do it. It was the shedding of the lamb's blood that cleanses our sins. Amen? And then the law, let me read them to you. Everyone is guilty of the law, number one. Number two, the law was never given to the Gentiles. Number three, the law was only given to the Jews. Number four, the law was only given until the seed Christ was born. Number five, the law could not save anyone. And number six, the law was a teacher, a schoolmaster, to show us we're sinners. It showed us that we were sin by the law. Romans 3:20 says the knowledge of sin. And then lastly, number seven, I did it. Not bad. Jesus fulfilled the law. Look at Galatians 3:19. Again, are you in Galatians? Wherefore serveth the law? What was the reason? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. That was all prophesied and foretold in the law. And look at Matthew 5:17, and I'll close with that. I got it. Quick little Bible teaching. Matthew 5:17. Look what Jesus said. Think not that I'm come. I'm in Matthew 5:17. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Jesus fulfilled everything in the law. He never sinned once. He fulfilled it. And everything, and not just the ten, all the other things that God said it would happen, he fulfilled all those things. That's why on the cross in John 19:30 he cried out, it is, 19:30, it is finished. I've done it all. It's all done. Salvation has made way. Now, everybody could go to heaven. Now, I'll say this to you. This is something that my brother brought up to me last week when I led his wife to Christ. It was, what a great entry. See, the Old Testament, Nicole, the Old Testament saints couldn't go to heaven. The Old Testament saints couldn't go to heaven until Jesus died on the cross and arose. The Old Testament saints were in Luke 16. They were in Abraham's bosom. In the heart of the earth, called Abraham's, we also called paradise. That's why it says in Ephesians, Jesus led those that were captive out of captivity. Are you still with me, church? They couldn't go none because the law had to be fulfilled. See, Christ got it all. That's so exciting. There's a lot more to it, but it's hard to do it in 30 minutes. I gave you a little quick teaching of it and a little outline there. But, that's why when he arose, even Matthew 27, it says some of the saints got up out of the grave and walked around. Can you imagine, Billy? I bet those people were shook up, man. Wow. He walked in that town. Hey, how you doing? Man, you've been dead for 25 years. Oh, my lands, and look at them now. Wow. I mean, we know Lazarus was risen, but this is getting ridiculous. This guy's been gone for 25 years. Now he's talking. That's where they made that Larry. That's what those people were doing back then. They were running away. They couldn't believe it. And then Jesus arose and went up to heaven. And that's why Christians today, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. See, we don't go to the heart of the earth no more. That's so in spirit what the Old Testament did. Abraham's bosom. No, that's all empty. Torment's still there. People die now without Christ. They go to torment. One day they're going to be resurrected, put in the lake of fire. Some people think it's the sun. I don't know. The sun is a lake of fire. But I don't know what God's got, but if that could be it. It says a lake of fire. And the sun's the biggest lake of fire I know. But God can do anything he wants. Amen? The heart of the earth, the torment side, still filling up. The Abraham's bosom is completely empty. And now when Christians die, straight up. I believe at least two angels. Because you read about guardian angels. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not all, talking about angels. Hebrews 1:14 says, are they not all ministering spirits to them that are heir of salvation? We all got, right now we can't see it, but there's angels. There's all kinds of beings in this building right now. I don't know, spooky, but there really are. If we could see the next dimension, we'd get the willies. Is that a good word? In other words, we'd get chills. You know, I think that's what we call it, willies. Yeah, goosebumps. How many get goosebumps? If we could see everybody that's in here right now, we'd get the goosebumps. Because they're real. And the moment a Christian dies, I believe at least two angels of God escort him or her up to heaven. In same-like fashion, those that die without Christ, I believe demons, devils, escort them down to hell, down to torment. See, the devil copies everything God has. And I'm glad I'm going up. I love it when I get in those elevators. I got one on today. Lady said, you going up or down? I said, I'm going up when Jesus comes. So I'll go up. I said, I don't know if it's going up or down right now, but I know right now when Jesus says, I'm going up. How about you? Oh, they can't wait. I wait till the door closes. They can't get away. I love it. You talking about squirming. You talking about goosebumps. They say, this man's a wild man. He's talking about going up in the air in the clouds. Trump of God, Jesus, wow, what is this guy? This wacko, little fat man, little tie on, says God loves you. I'm glad he does, aren't you? Well, we've got a lot to be excited about. In the midst of all our heartache, in the midst of all this sorrow, in the midst of all the troubles that we're going through, the Bible says we're to keep looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. And one day, and I don't believe it's going to be long, the trump of God's going to sound. And we're going to go up. We're going to get brand new bodies. We're not going to have to worry about crazy politics. We're not going to have to worry about Social Security. We're not going to have, we got eternal security then. Amen? Well, we got it now, but I mean, it's going to be paid off right then. We'll be enforced then. I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad that I don't have to count on the law, because the law will fail you, but Jesus never will. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for the time we had in the Word of God. And I just pray that you'll bless our people. Lord, we might come into someone the next week or two, or maybe 3 months from now. You know, I don't know. Maybe some people here know, but this is what you put in my heart to do today. And it's important that we know Scripture, that we can set people free. And when you can show people precept upon precept, line upon line, you can help set people free with the Word of God. The entrance of thy Word giveth light even unto the simple. And help us to get words in our heart, the Word of God in our heart, that we could help those that are still in darkness. No doubt there's many people trying to keep the law, trying to make it to heaven by the law, which is, it's impossible. Never was, never will be. And most people are Gentiles, and they're trying to keep it, and they don't even have it. They never did have it. So help us, Father, to be good stewards of your word. Help us, Father, to love people and just try to bring truth into their life. And we ask these things in Christ's name. While our heads are bowed before we go home, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. I know for sure I'm saved." Could you raise that hand? I'm positive. Thank you. You may put them down. Maybe you're here tonight. There's a lot of people here tonight. And maybe you're not sure if you die, you'd go to heaven. And you just say, "Preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. I'm really not sure if I've got that salvation that the Bible talks about. And I don't want to die and go to hell. I'd really like to go to heaven when I die. I don't want to miss out on heaven. Would you pray for me?" Anyone like that tonight? Just look to it. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. I promise I won't. Let me pray for you. Anyone like that tonight? "Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. But I'd sure like to know when I died, go to heaven." The Bible says you can know. Pastor David even wrote a tract, Got Life. And inside that tract, it talks about how you can know. "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." You got to have Jesus. If you don't have, you can have the churches, you can have baptism, that won't get you to heaven. I watched for the first time in my life, I had some orneriness in me. I watched for about 15 minutes that Catholic channel on that channel 50 on my TV. And I watched that priest, or whatever he was, they did the Lord's Supper. And they gave everyone a piece of bread, like, and he said, you're getting Jesus in you. The Eucharist, I think he called it. And I thought, dear God, how many people were seeing this are not getting told the truth? That was just a little loaf of bread that they were giving them. And it's not Jesus at all. Jesus in heaven. You don't go to heaven by taking the Holy Communion. You take the Holy Communion because you are saved, not to be saved. And they talked about Mary, how I thank God for Mary, the mother of Jesus. She is holy. She's a wonderful lady, but she had to be saved just like you and I. Jesus saved her like he saved everybody else. She was a wonderful lady. And I honor the Lord's mother. I do. But she's not no one you should worship. She's no one you should pray to. She even called Jesus Lord herself. Study the scripture in Luke. The Lord my Savior. She called Jesus Savior. Don't get caught up in all this TV stuff. Just get caught up in the truth of the Bible. Father, please help us to understand truth. And help us when we get truth to receive it and to take it in and to hold fast to it. Bless these people as they go home, Father. Watch over my ask in Christ's name. Amen. God bless each one of you.